the subthermal excitation of the CSCI lines in the molecular gas reservoirs of galaxies, its significance and potential utility, by Padellas Papadopoulos et al. We examine a sample of 106 galaxies for which the total luminosities of the two fine structure lines cubed P underscore 1 right arrow cubed P underscore 0, and cubed P underscore 2 right arrow cubed P underscore 1 of neutral atomic carbon, C, are available, and find their average excitation conditions to be strongly subthermal. This is deduced from the C, 2 to 1, 1 to 0, ratios, R caret, C, underscore 21 tenths, modeled by the exact solutions of the corresponding three-level system, without any special assumptions about the kinematic state of the concomitant H underscore 2 gas, and thus the corresponding line formation mechanism. This non-LTE excitation of the C lines can induce the curious clustering of C, LTE, derived gas temperatures near a proxy meter at light year 25K reported recently by Valentino et al. 2020, which is uncorrelated to the actual gas temperatures. The non-LTE C-line excitation in the ism of galaxies deprives us from a simple method for estimating molecular gas temperatures, and adds uncertainty in carbon monoiodide-based molecular gas mass estimates, especially when the J equals 2 to 1 line is used. However, the R caret, C, underscore 21 tenths equals F, N, T underscore K, ratio is now more valuable for joint CO, C-SLED and DUST-SED models of galaxies, and independent of the assumptions used in the CO radiative transfer models, e.g. the LVG approximation. Finally, we speculate that the combination of low ratios R caret, C, underscore 21 tenths lower or equal to 1 and high T underscore dust values found in some extreme starbursts indicates massive low-density molecular wind and or circumgalactic gas reservoirs. If verified by imaging observations, this can be a useful indicator of the presence of such reservoirs in tilde galaxies. This was the subthermal excitation of the CSCI lines in the molecular gas reservoirs of galaxies, its significance and potential utility, by Padellas Papadopoulos et al.